This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Security, you need to know this. He was sworn in on December 23rd of last year. It was, I thought, a simple question, but he says he doesn't know the answer.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, people got
I want
away.
To tell you, I did capture am a boat rocker.
My concern is rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and/or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and we're actually showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds. Really quick, just for the sake of time, we've got a lot to cover. I want you to listen carefully, friends, as to the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. He's actually called the chief. He's appointed to protect the American people. He's there to uphold the borders, to deal with those that violate the moral, to violate those that violate law. He is actually to enforce the laws against those that violate the law, not to tear down. In other words, friends, what I'm saying is the Department of Homeland Security, just a couple of weeks ago, we spent some time with Janet Napolitano, who was being evasive. She was stonewalling questions concerning the appointments of Muslim Brotherhood in the Department of Homeland Security by Barack Hussein Obama. In other words, these people are appointing the wolves to devour the sheep. They are opening the doors to the American people. We can see that taking place on the southern borders today. And again, friends, as I've told you in the past over the last 6 years, as the day goes by and the less that you deal with an administration that is as corrupt to the core as this one, you are adding strength to tyranny. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country. But going over to the Department of Homeland Security, friends, again, the chief, I want you to listen carefully. This is just 2 days ago. It's actually, on the 17th here. And interestingly enough, he was asked about the four terrorists that were apprehended on the southern border. And I want you to listen carefully as to how he responds. Okay, friends? Listen carefully as to how he responds.
Reason to believe that on September 10th, there were actually four individuals trying to cross through the Texas border who were apprehended at two different stations that do have ties to known terrorist organizations in the Middle East. Are you not aware of that?
I've heard reports to that effect. I don't know the accuracy of the reports or how much credence to give them, but I've heard reports to that effect.
And I guess that's my concern, is you as the secretary, does that information rise to the level of the secretary?
No, friends. Here, let me say this again. We're going to play it one more time. Okay? This is the Department of Homeland Security. Okay? He is lying. He's being evasive. He's appointed there to protect the American people from known terrorists. And in the process, he's rubbing his nose. I'm telling you, friends, and I'm not kidding when I say this, these people aren't right. These people are not there to protect the American people. Again, I just told you that Janet Napolitano, the head of the DHS, a couple weeks ago. We were exposing her for being evasive, stonewalling the questions as to why are you appointing Muslim Brotherhood to the positions in the hierarchy, namely within the Department of Homeland Security. She would not answer the questions. And I want you to really understand, again, what I'm saying, friends. You make yourself sheep, America, and the wolves will devour you. But what you should be embarrassed about is those that you would call the wolves. Because when you, again, look at these effeminate individuals, there's something not right about any of them. I shared yesterday, we were talking a little bit about this, how this reminds me of the Nuremberg trials. And when you go back to the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945, you see all these war criminals that were just basically saying that they were doing their job as if they weren't accountable or responsible for the 12 million people that were actually slaughtered by Adolf Hitler. Just doing their job, friends, just doing their job. You know, and it also reminds me, and it comes to my aide right now, Mengele, who was a war criminal. The heinous crimes that he committed, friends, I wouldn't even say them on the radio. They're not worth repeating. But this is the guy that said, the more that we do to you, speaking of the German people, from a war criminal, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. What is it that, America, you don't understand concerning what's going on in your country? When Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, it took 12 million people to die, a country to be destroyed before the German people actually figured out who was responsible for it. He created something called the Fatherland Security. After he attacked his own Reichstag, he blamed the Poles to create a war. It's exactly verbatim as to what George W. Bush did. Like it or not, it's exactly what he did. We have something called Homeland Security. Adolf Hitler had something called Fatherland Security. It took Adolf Hitler 6 years to destroy the Constitution. This administration said that in 5 days, this is Barack Hussein Obama said that he was going to destroy, that they were on the verge of destroying, basically transforming fundamentally who we are as a country. And over the last 6 years, the mercy of God has been so faithful to the American people to show them the wrongs. And the Lord stands back and watches the American people stand down when they should stand up. And instead of righting the wrongs, they tolerate this. This is 3 days ago in your country where 4 terrorists were captured, friends. They were apprehended. The DHS chief sits back, itches his nose because he's lying, and he knows nothing of it. I'm going to play this for you one more time, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about something different. Listen
my
carefully.
My concern is that I have a reason to believe that on September 10th there were actually 4 individuals trying to cross through the Texas border who were apprehended at 2 different stations that do have ties to known terrorist organizations in the Middle East. Are you not aware of that?
I've heard reports to that effect. I don't know the accuracy of the reports or how much credence to give them, but I've heard reports to that effect.
You know
and
what it almost sounds like?
When
you're watching him, he almost looks like he's on the verge of laughing in responding to the attorney that is doing the interrogating.
Right.
So, folks, well, these DHS individuals are appointed, folks, again, mark my words. Go ahead. Write it down. That are appointed not to protect, but to pull down the walls. Not to shut the door and to protect the door, but to open the door to the wolves to devour the sheep. And I say this, folks, if you're going to succumb to what's going on, I got to say this, you got coming what you got coming. If you're going to play out and act like sheep, rest assured, friends, the wolves will devour you. And again, be ashamed of who you allow to devour. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747. If you want to make it your radio show, now is the time to do that. We're going to be jumping topics. Steph, you had something to say.
Yeah, well, I just found it very interesting to note that the guy who is asking the man in charge of Homeland Security the questions, he seems to know about these four individuals who are trying to cross the border that had ties with, you know, terrorist groups. He knows, but the guy in charge of Homeland Security, he's the guy that's sitting there, well, yeah, I've heard something about that. Listen, you're the guy in charge. You're the guy who's supposed to know. This is your job.
What's the same
I'm not
thing
even
with,
in charge here, and I know more than you do,
well,
supposedly.
That's right. This also, you know, exposes, and it's very telling when you look at a Janet Napolitano, who is appointing and not only promoting, promoting Muslim Brotherhood within the DHS, friends. I think you have something to be, you know, worried about in the sense of there is some serious, serious deviations going on, friends. And again, I don't know. I really honestly, before God, do not understand why the American people see the issue at hand. And for some reason, you just think that this is some joke or this is just going to go away or, you know, whatever he's doing wrong, we're going to bounce back. That's not who these people are. You're not patty caking with people that are ruled by law, friends.
Right.
And you need to understand that they don't think the way that you think. I mean, when we go back to September 11th, did you know, as a matter of fact, 50% of the people in New York believe that our government had something to do with September 11th, the two attacks? And folks, when you begin to look at the film and you begin to put objectives to what's going on, questioning authority and the official reports, it seems like the only thing that's omitted from these official reports, friends, are the facts. Because they want you to believe the liar and going lie and go back to Adolf Hitler again. The bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it. I just have one question for you, friends, and I lay it to you. I submit it to you. I lay it to your candor. Who has government been attacking since September 11th?
Yep.
American government. Has it been a foreign country? Because your government has been attacking you far more than any Osama bin Laden or any jihadist. You have a government attempting to disarm you. You have a government indoctrinating your kids into a world global view, even opening the doors to radical Islam to infiltrate public schools through their Trojan horse. You have an administration that is entertaining your enemies in the White House. The very people that we're talking about right now. And you have these appointees by Barack Hussein Obama who stand back and they just play stupid by being evasive. And they know exactly what they're doing, friends. And by the way, anybody with a little common sense, you know exactly what they're doing. And really, what it comes down to is you know exactly what they're not doing. And just like Stephanie said, the attorney knows about it. That's doing the interrogating, but the one that's been appointed to the position to actually protect the borders doesn't?
Something's a little wrong there.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long are you going to play stupid to an administration that knows exactly what they're doing? I mean, there's so many different directions, again, friends, that we can take this. But again, when you have the Department of Homeland Security, and by the way, since September 11th, I knew what our forefathers told us, that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, you are the ones that are under attack. Let me just reiterate this. You, America, are the ones that are under attack by this administration. If you believe in who you are, if you believe in your history, if you believe you have rights in so many different areas, then you're the enemy. You're the enemy by the Department of Homeland Security. And yet again, you have an administration that's not even, you have an administration, my friends, that's not even addressing the issue on the southern border. He's giving little lip service to the issue. And again, friends, you're told that there's a terrorism problem in America. You're now hearing from your government, who, by the way, keep it up at the orange or the red to heighten the possibilities of something happening. You better keep in mind that terrorism is used by governments to establish. And as I said on yesterday's radio show, download the podcast. Friends, you have John Kerry overseas talking to the Iraqis right now, asking them to consider a global alliance. So who's behind the terrorism, friends? We can go to Egypt, as I shared on the radio again yesterday. The Egyptians will tell you that the Muslim Brotherhood is a created political battering ram. ISIS is a created political battering ram to do what? Well, just ask George Bush Sr., who's calling for a New World Order, and all these other New World Order monkeys that say that out of chaos we create a new order. That's exactly what these people are doing. And the sad part about it in America is America, you know who the bad guys are. You know who they are. But they're still there. And what I was saying during the first segment, friends, was the fact that you need to be ashamed of what you're capitulating in the face of. You need to be ashamed. And when I'm telling you these people aren't right, I'm telling you, friends, these people aren't right. Again, parallel them to Nuremberg trials. If you have not watched the Nuremberg trials, you go ahead and watch those videos and tell me these people don't carry the same spirit. We're just doing our job. As a matter of fact, it was the war criminals that told us the politicians are the ones that actually opened the door for Hitler to create world war, attempting to establish a new world order. And going back to George Bush Sr., keep in mind, his daddy, Prescott Bush, was indicted back in the 20s and 30s, friends, for illegally funding Adolf Hitler's war. I bet you probably didn't know that. You might want to do a little homework, friends, because it's a lot deeper than what you might think it is. But I want to remind you that you still have the freedom to do the right thing. And I also want to remind you that we're not talking about throwing off the chains of good government. We're talking about throwing off the chains of bad and also holding them accountable for the violations concerning our constitutional republic. Matter of fact, even when you read the Constitution of the United States and during impeachment, friends, you know, you can do no more than impeach those that are violating, even for the smallest degree or violation or infraction of law. You need to keep in mind misdemeanors are impeachable offenses, friends, not just treason like you're seeing today. Not just treason, friends, like you're seeing today, even for misdemeanors. And once they are removed from office, you also need to keep in mind that you are, as a people, to hold them accountable for the laws that they have violated. These people are out of hand, every one of them. Every single one of them. Section 4, Article 2, United States Constitution, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, friends. And misdemeanors.
Yeah, and you know what goes to show you, even when you're talking about something earlier about how, you know, who's been under attack, every time that I go to the airport, no matter what time, since September 11th, the terror alert, quote unquote, as you mentioned, it's always on orange, which is like the second highest it could possibly be on, and it's always the same thing.
Well, remember what McDermott said, Senator McDermott.
Right.
Remember they didn't read one, not one Congress individual, boy or girl, man or woman,
mm-hmm.
Right? Not one of them read the Patriot Act before they signed it. And, folks, if you read the Patriot Act, you'll find that it's unpatriotic, it's un-American, and therefore it's null and void.
That's right. And Jim McDermott said you can get people to do anything you want through the use of fear. But the point is, you got to look at, if the government officials that we have are really doing their job, don't you think that over time, you know, since September 11th, this terror monitor should be going down?
No.
I mean, if they're doing their job, don't you think that, hey, look, it's only on this today. Tells me that they're not doing their job.
Well, they're doing their job.
Right, for what they're trying to do.
But they said what their job was. This administration is doing his job.
Fundamentally transforming.
That's right. And for the American people that think Obama's losing, he's not losing. He's winning. See, the older generation thinks that he's, you know, nobody's for him. You're right. Nobody is for him. But the question I have for the American people is, then why are you tolerating him? I mean, America, you act as if the administration committed the crimes against who we are actually have a right to violate law. And again, going back to yesterday's radio show, folks, hundreds of thousands of men and women fought blood and died to ratify the Constitution, fighting against the dangerous ideologies that you are tolerating today. So therefore, they don't have a right in any sense of the word to violate our rights. They are there and appointed there by, again, Thomas Jefferson rightly said, they are there to ensure our rights, friends, not to strip them away under the guise of terrorism. Isn't it interesting that America, you've been under attack since September 11th? And isn't it interesting that they're pushing fear and inundating the American people with fear, 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 constantly? Not valor, not bravery. And not honor. That's the very spirit of America.
Yeah, these colors don't run. Of course, bravery, land of the free, home of the what? The brave. Yeah, it's ridiculous when you go back and think and what they're pushing.
The land of the free because of the home of the brave.
That's exactly right.
Because of the brave. And that's where we're at right now. But friends, just to not elongate this, the point has been made. You need to wake up. You really need to wake up to what's going on in your country. Because if you believe anything that this individual says, this criminal administration says, just look the opposite direction, because that's exactly what he's doing. They put light for darkness and darkness for light. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You know, it's interesting. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. It bothers me to know. And, you know, last week we put on Sons of Liberty Media, the stooge John Brennan. He's Obama's Muslim convert stooge for the jihad. He's the head of the CIA. He's a practicing Muslim, friends. You are being set up. There's just, unless you want to play stupid and you want to keep your head in the sand, you are being set up, friends. There's just no getting around it. And again, when you read Leviticus 26 and you look at what Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 28, it's exactly what we're seeing. The Lord said, if you don't want to keep my statutes and my judgments in Leviticus 26, he said, I will appoint terror over you. He said, I will appoint those over you that hate you.
Look at how specific the Lord
Very
is, even
specific.
To use the word terror. I mean, what has been drilled in our minds for years and years since September. Terror, terror, terror.
Who really believed it even when it happened? I mean, I know that flags were going up all over the place with the American people as to what is this really about? And people are knowing all, you know, I mean, there's been plenty of people out there that have been talking about what it's been about.
Yeah.
And there's been so many people over the last 13, 14 years now since this has happened, where they just, again, they want to keep their head in the sand and just act like, you know what, our government could never do anything like that. Well, keep in mind, friends, governments have been doing this to their people since day one. Again, there's nothing new under the sun. But for the sake of jumping topics, Did you want? I mean, I'm really agitated with this issue.
Well, yeah,
I really am, because we're talking about giving up our sovereignty to an individual, Barack Hussein Obama, going over to foreign countries, friends, Belgium, namely, and telling those people that listen that, you know what, people cannot govern themselves. They need to give up their sovereignty, and at essence, we need to give ourselves to a global sovereignty.
Yeah,
again is a global new world order, and keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama, before he was the president, while he was the senator, he was over in Europe calling for a new world order. And listen to what this clown said, friends. He said that there is no other way. This is what he's telling the people in Europe. Really, that's a threat.
Yeah.
And America, don't play the stooge for a fool or a joker or a clown, because really, at length, the joke is on you.
Yeah, and I think that you're so right when you said you are being set up. When you look at the head of the CIA, it's kind of like this. I think the frustration comes in the fact that the writing is so plain to see on the wall. I mean, as you mentioned before, you could export some people to the sun, and they still wouldn't.
Transport,
there you go. And they still wouldn't see it, or they'd close their eyes to it when they're writing. In front of it.
Or what they do is they say there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
Oh, when in fact, friends, there's everything in the world that you can do about it.
Yeah, the people that say there's nothing we can do about it,
they don't want to do anything about it.
And literally, thank God that our founding forefathers didn't carry that kind of attitude, or you wouldn't even be in this blessed free nation and all the men and women that have sacrificed from that time till this time to be able to complain about not knowing or not just there's nothing we can do. No, there is something you can do, but that might require you to sacrifice a little bit. You might have to, you know, maybe turn off the TV and get educated. You might have to not go to
pretty soon they're not
going to
have a TV.
Pretty soon
they're not going to have a couch. Pretty soon they're not going to have a house. Pretty soon their kids are going to be bereaved from them if they stand back and they want to tempt God further.
Right.
Because even going back to Leviticus 26, you can see in Scripture that God would bring judgment in stages. If you don't listen to me for this, then I'm going to bring it down seven times harder on you. And folks, if you don't want, if you just want to go ahead and turn the other cheek, just remember, friends, you only have two. And both sides, friends, have been battered how many times? Enough is enough. No more turning the cheek. It's time to stand up and draw the line in the sand. And I want to say this for ISIS. I want to say this for the jihadists. I want to say this for the radicals, the New World Order monkeys. You have a future, too, and it doesn't look good. Because the American people are on the way up. They are awake. There's an underlying sense within the people that there's a new rage going on. And I'm not putting my hope into the arm of the flesh. I'm putting my trust into God. But there's a lot of good, righteous, godly people out there that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I just heard yesterday on the radio, there was a download of a pastor that says enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know, there's no more talk. There's no more debate. We see Congress is corrupt to the core. I'm not saying every one of them isn't. Or is, but I am asking you, though, those in Congress, those in Senate, those that represent we the people, where are the articles of impeachment drawn up, friends? And if they're not being drawn up, then why is it? Because they're compromising your future.
Yep.
So if that's the case, then it's time to clean house. And this is exactly what our forefathers kept telling us, their future posterity. That would be us 230 years later. 238 to be exact. Throw off the chains.
Yep.
This is a long train of abuses. You know, even those that wrote the Declaration of Independence, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, they were the ones that were talking about why did the people, three quarters of America stood down during the Revolution. It was only 3% that God used to establish what we have today. And they were calling upon the name of the Lord, because the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. And that's another show. But the point is this. They made their appeal to heaven and God showed himself strong on their behalf. And that's why you see throughout the Declaration of Independence that we receive our rights from our Creator, that they appeal to the supreme judge of the world, and that they trusted in divine providence for protection. But they were the ones that said, why do the people rather suffer the abuses than to deal with those that are creating the abuses, in essence?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a question I want to put to the people. But I want to say to America's enemies, I don't think there's a whole lot of people in this country that want to die for their country. Because they have the American spirit within them. They have the spirit of valor, bravery, and honor. And their objective is to make sure that you die for your country. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to drive that into the ground. I just wanted to drop that hammer. Because this is a Christian nation. Yes, this nation is under God's judgment because the people have forgotten their God. Yes, they have forsaken their God. Yes, totally agree. I totally agree. But there's still a small portion of the American people that are wide awake. They have both eyes open. They are diligent, and they are not moving. Because they understand that rights are only forfeited. And I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of people on this underlying sway across the country that are not ready to relinquish or to forfeit the rights that God gave them. And they also understand that they are obligated by a just and a holy God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Bring it down, Brother Dean. That if they want their rights, they're going to have to fight for them. And they are willing to fight for them to remain. Eternal vigilance is the price paid for liberty, friends. Forget that not. And forget not that you are a blood-bought nation, both in the natural, but first in the spiritual. Forget that not. And then maybe we won't lightly, as a nation, the nation won't lightly esteem the rock of their salvation.
And I want to say one more thing before we close that out.
I think we're kind of stuck on this for the rest of the hour.
I want to close this, just as we're talking about this here. After September 11th, people flooded the churches. But what happened was eventually people just drifted away from the church again. Godly sorrow is when you continuously repent and turn from your wicked ways. You know, I don't even like bringing up this verse kind of because it's been used as so many cliches. But the verse itself is not bad. Obviously, it's how people use it. But if you go to 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, not go to church when all of a sudden the calamity happens and then after a couple years or a couple months go back to their sinful lives, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. What is heal their land when we do what? Turn from our wicked ways. Not keep going back to like a dog back to its own vomit, but turning, that's true repentance, godly sorrow, and that's the only way that the Lord will hear from heaven and heal our land.
And that's right. Well, that's the only way we'll hear from heaven.
That's right.
And hear from God is when we repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Friends, listen to this. This is the fruit of a godly man or a godly woman, okay? Born of the Spirit. It says in King James, 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrow, you're sorry that you broke God's moral law. Read Exodus 20. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin, friends, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Okay? Verse 11. For behold, is this selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort. Now look what godly sorrow works in you by the Holy Ghost. What carefulness it wrought in you. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you, Lord. That's what David said. Go to Romans 7. Because when you look at Paul's life, he fought against sin. He didn't submit himself to it. He cried out as one that was in bondage. He conquered through the grace of Christ his sin. See, the law detects. Grace alone conquers. Okay? Going on. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves before a just and a holy God. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? The sin that put Christ on the cross. You are at war with those that violate God's moral law. How can you be at peace with the world that's at war with your Heavenly Father if you say that you're born of God? How can you allow a government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb? When God said, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. When God said, thou shalt not kill. You know, and interestingly enough, I wanted to go back to the point that you made concerning after September 11th. Did you know on September 12th, the government began to attack the American people?
Yeah.
Did you know the immoral homosexual radicals began to shove down the throats of the people through indoctrination and through force on the American people to accept the homosexual lifestyle? And for those that did not know, the church turned the wrong direction.
Right.
For those that did not know, did you also know that George W. Bush has advocated the gay agenda, he has advocated the gay agenda more than any other president up until Barack Hussein Obama. I thought America, we were told that he's a Christian. And interestingly enough, when he left office, isn't it interesting, all of a sudden his wife
right.
started to advocate the homosexual lifestyle. Of course, because they were advocating it while they were in the White House. Remember when we were in Washington, D.C., just so the American people can hear this?
Yes, I do.
Laura Bush had a book signing in Washington, D.C. How many people were in line, Stephanie? 15 people?
I'd say 20, yeah.
Mm-hmm. About 15 people. But you know how it's going to go up to the news? They're going to get around her signing the book, and they're going to say, it was packed. Friends, America, open your eyes. You're being lied to. They do not have the support that you might think they have. Be right back,
son. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Final segment coming up, 1-866-233-0747. You know, I said, friends, it was actually a general that said that, that Americans, the whole purpose of war is not that the American people lose their lives, but those that they war against, namely their enemies, lose their lives for their country. And, you know, this country stands back, and we don't respond until we're first assaulted. But, friends, you've been assaulted over and over and over again. And I want to encourage you to understand. I'm going to give it to you in the natural, then I'm going to give it to you in the spiritual. Thomas Jefferson said, "Bear always in mind, a writer of the Declaration of Independence, the documentation of throwing off a tyrant." He said, "Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be a Republican, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law." Friends, you are the law. They are not the law. Do not stand down and capitulate in the face of less than 1.7% of the population. Don't go down in history, friends, as those that didn't stand up and fight, but rather you turn, tuck tail, and run. That's not the American spirit whatsoever. Going to the spiritual, we do understand that we serve the captain of our salvation. We're made perfect through suffering, the Bible tells us. Nobody's looking for that, but it's a part of the deal, the covenant, right? Because we're blood bought. You know, we're sanctified unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ to establish what? The sure mercies of David, order to right and sure. I'm talking about the book of Peter right now, 1 and 2. But the greatness of a man or a woman of God, and what measures them to be a great man or woman of God, is to the degree that they're yielded to a just and a holy and a very, very, very big God. Did you hear what I said? The measure of a man's greatness is his yieldedness to Christ. And if it was, again, Jesus that said, greater works will you do than I did, going to his Father, promising us just that. When you read the end of the book of John, what does it say? Had all the miracles have been written, even all the books in the world couldn't contain what Jesus did, but yet Jesus turns and looks at us and says, you'll do greater works than I did? In other words, don't limit the Holy One of Israel, but just rest assured the will of God, when it is lived out through those that love the Lord, we have to, but because we want to, we are volunteers, but we're volunteers as we respond. Here, let me say it this way. There's many called, but there's few chosen. And I know I'm speaking to some people right now, and I want you to call in, because I know when I'm on the prophetic, and I'm on it right now. What is the distinction? What makes the difference? What gives distinction between those that are called and those that are chosen? Those that respond to the call. That's what makes you chosen. 1-866-233-0747. We got hour two coming up in just a minute here. I want a couple people to give me a call. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to talk off air, I will. I know I'm talking to somebody right now, and I want to hear from you.
Yeah, and I would say,
Steph, this is, you know, you can be a part of the show.
Well,
too.
Well, I'm listening. I thought you were finishing up what you were saying.
I'm just, you know, again, we got caught up in this whole hour, a direction that I didn't want to go. I just wanted to bring it up because I want to show the people in the natural what's going on in this country, because America is in trouble. There's no getting around it. And I want people to understand that, you know what, we can right the wrongs if we turn the right direction.
That's what I'd say, too, is look to the spirit of our forefathers. When you kind of look at it in the sense of this, we're kind of like the spiritual offspring of our founding forefathers. What kind of men and women were they? They were men that sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, their most sacred honor. If you look at Abigail Adams, she was the woman who was left without a husband for years and years at a time. Their children didn't have a husband, a daddy there, because the sacrifice is not just those men and women who die for our country. It's for the mothers and fathers and the husbands and wives that are bereaved of those that they love, for the children that are bereaved of those that they love. But the spirit of our founding forefathers are one that, even though it was dark, even though it looked hopeless at times, even though it was all over, I mean, if you look at the British, they had more people, they were better supplied, they looked like they were going to win a lot of the time. But George Washington, by the divine hand of providence, called out to God, and God, there were so many different providential things that happened during the founding of our country and during the Revolutionary War. When you look at that, why did the Lord show up strong on their behalf? Because they relied upon him. They said no king but King Jesus, and their fruit of their actions proved it. God was number one right to them in their hearts, and they believed that the Lord was with them. And even when it looked dark, they kept going. So
they took a leap in the dark.
That's right. And so for even us here in this day and age, are we doing our forefathers justice? Are we like the cowardice offspring of them? Or are we the people that are going to stand up and rise to the challenge and say, listen, someone passed the baton of freedom to my generation.
What did John
definitely
Adams
make sure
say?
It goes to the next generation.
What did John Adams say?
He said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it.
Let me go to the floor before the signing of the Declaration of Independence, after they received a letter from the tyrant King George that said he offered them mercy and an opportunity to repent. He called them ill-designing men.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they were going to be hung. But our forefathers stood up and said, no, we're not going to go down that road. Listen to what John Adams said, objecting to what Mr. Dickinson just got done whining about on the floor. He said, objects of the most stupendous magnitude, measures which will affect the lives of million born and unborn, that's us, are now before us. We expect a great expense of blood to obtain them, but we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania, speaking of Dickinson, has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given us a grim prognostication of our national future, but where he sees apocalypse, I see hope. You want to know why, friends? Because we walk by faith, not by sight. And how do you walk by faith and not by sight? You close your eyes to reason, and you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. John Adams goes on. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world, not an empire, but a republic, and a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had the opportunity, we have opportunity to prove our God, friends, of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehension, said John Adams. Gentlemen, but the end we have in sight is more, and it's more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this, that prophet of God, this measure in my whole heart is in it, and all that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, he said, while I live, let me have a country, a free country. And that free country that he was talking about, friends, is us. And by the way, keep in mind, that prophet, John Adams, the second president of the United States, and who was the forerunner, the apostolic, 1 Corinthians 12:28, through George Washington, he was called the Colossus of Independence. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces? And I want to say one more thing, and I'm going to give it over to Stephanie really quick before hour two. Thomas Paine said this during the Revolution. We have the opportunity to start the world all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again. We have the opportunity to start the world all over again. And that's exactly what we did, friends. What we have, this republic, the light of the world, America, you are. Rest assured and know this for your own good, friends, that we are called the light of the world for the very purpose that Jesus Christ has shed his grace upon this country. And it would do us all well to respond because we see the sacrifice that he bestowed upon this country for our salvation, because he is the propitiation of the sins of the world.
And if you look at our founding forefathers, you know, you were talking about earlier about lots of people say that they're willing to die for their country. How many people are willing to live for their country? If you look at our founding forefathers, they were willing, and the fruit of their actions proved it, to live for their country and, if necessary, die for her. But they were willing to fight, bleed, and die, if necessary, to make sure we had the freedom.
Remember what Nathan Howe said before he was hung by the British,
right,
as a traitor to the tyrants.
Give me liberty or give me death.
No, that was Patrick Henry.
Yes.
No, this is Nathan Howe.
Oh, Nathan Howe. Okay.
Nathan Howe, before he was hung, said this. He said, the only regret that I have I only have one life to sacrifice for my country. What a different spirit. And it's the spirit of our forefathers, and Christ actually infused that into them, man. And I praise God for the spirit of Christ. Amen.
And so we have to make sure that as the posterity that John Adams was talking about, that we are holding up that light of freedom and making sure that we preserve it for our future generations to come. And just before we quit on the, well, I should say not quit on the break, but just before our break, before the second hour, I want to bring to everyone's attention too, for you new listeners to the Sons of Liberty, our My War documentary program has been airing on Dove Television. It premiered last Tuesday. It's coming up again this up and coming Tuesday next week, 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Dove Television Network. My War documentary will be airing for the next several months. You don't want to miss it. We've also got replays they'll be playing throughout the week.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take these phone calls right after this break. Hold on for hour two. We're going to talk about false prophets setting America at war with God. I'm looking forward to bringing the hammer down.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.